Hello, my bookish friends. I hope you're having a great new year so far, that your 2021 is one that's, you know, not making you cringe or anything. What have you been up to? Are you keeping your resolutions? Do you make resolutions? I personally don't, just because they don't mix well with the contrarian in me. What have I been up to, you ask? I can hear you asking. Well, I've mostly been watching HBO Max. I caved and subscribed during my holiday break from work. I kid, though. I did do some reading. So today, I've broken down the podcast into two categories, non-bookish chat and bookish chat. I know. I'm so creative. So I think I want to start with the non-bookish chat. So as I mentioned, I've been binging HBO Max in general, but I figured I'd tell you what I've been watching, and who knows, maybe you've been watching some of this stuff. I imagine some of these that I'm going to mention you've already seen, because I know I'm behind on some of these, but here is what I watched so far. So far being the two keywords. So Wonder Woman 1984, it must be known that I'm a bit of a comic book nerd, call me what you want. So yeah, so we watched Wonder Woman 1984. I enjoyed it. We both enjoyed it. You know, I've heard some tough reviews on the film, but I think I just go into superhero movies just not really expecting much. I just kind of want to escape, see like some cool things, watch the pretty colors and the pretty actors and actresses, and I'm pretty much happy if I can escape for a couple hours. One tip I do want to give you, if you do watch the new Wonder Woman movie, watch through the credits until the end. And I don't know if you know this, but like Marvel movies, you always have to watch to the very end because they always show like previews of future movies. But in this one, just trust me, watch through the credits. There's going to be a nice little surprise for you. It'll make you smile. And that's all I'm going to say. The second thing, documentary, but I guess it would be a docu-series. I binged, finally, I'll Be Gone in the Dark. And for those of you that don't know what this is about, it's a true crime docu-series about the writing of the Michelle McNamara book of the same title, I'll Be Gone in the Dark. It's about the Golden State Killer. This documentary is done so well. It's definitely making me want to do a reread of the book now. So I think I might get to that within the next couple months. I want to read the book again. I know I have a little paperback somewhere that I have to relocate. So I have to mention, though, that if you're a fan of the podcast My Favorite Murder, this is a much watch. I am a huge fan of My Favorite Murder. I'm a murderino. Karen Kilgariff is in this left and right and then left again. Aww. Karen's the best. Okay, focus, Mary. So also, if you listen to the Murder Squad, which is on the Exactly Right podcast network, you'll be happy to know that Paul Holes and Billy Jensen are also featured in this docuseries. So I highly, highly recommend this one. And just, was it last night? Yeah, it was last night. I finished up the docuseries on... it's called Murder on Middle Beach. I had to write that one out because I kept messing up the title. I don't know what I wanted. I wanted to call it like Murder on Beach Road and all this different stuff. So it's Murder on Middle Beach. Guys, have you seen this yet? I'm still processing. I don't think I'm ready to. I don't think I'm ready to discuss it yet. So we'll leave it there. All right. So now for the bookish catch up. So I'm reading a couple books now. Let me start from the top here. So I'm reading Anthony Trollope's Barchester Towers. So this is the second in a series. It's the second in the Barsetshire novels series. So a couple things. The narrator in this book, he's so funny. Like, I have to say, he's like a real hoot. Because when he interrupts the story, you don't even mind. It's just so delightful. He truly adds so much to the story. Now, I want to remember that this is the second in a series, so I don't really want to say too much. Although, I don't know, now that I said that, I'm really thinking that this could be read This could be read as a standalone because they do recap here and there. The first book in the series is The Warden. And I do think I read The Warden just because of the completist in me. But you could read this without reading The Warden first. So I want to read the back of the book. Let me put my reading glasses on, my peepers. I just want to read the back just so you get a little idea. That's not just my opinion on the book. And then I just have a few other things to say about it. Okay, Barchester Towers by Anthony Trollope. The second and most popular of Trollope's six Barsetshire novels, Barchester Towers, chronicles the struggles for power and position in an imaginary county in Victorian England. Passions start seething when an outsider, Dr. Proudie, is appointed Bishop of Barchester. Soon his ambitious, domineering wife and the swarmy, scheming Mr. Slope are hatching plots and counterplots as they try to control the choice of a new warden and a new husband for Eleanor, a lovely young widow and the daughter of the former warden, Mr. Harding. So there's the warden that I mentioned. The warden from the first novel is Mr. Harding. So there you go. I have to mention, Trollope's humor, and just about any book that I've read so far, his humor, it sneaks up on you. That's the best way for me to describe it. It's truly one of my favorite parts about his writing. I find myself laughing out loud at times. So I actually pulled one of my favorite parts from the book to read to you because it's just so awesome. So here I go again. I hope you don't mind all this reading that I'm doing to you. So ready? Here we go. His hair is lank and of a dull reddish hue, lumpy masses cemented with much grease. He is saucer-eyed. His face is not unlike beef of a bad quality. A cold, clammy perspiration always exudes from him. The small drops are ever so to be seen standing on his brow, and his friendly grasp is unpleasant. So he's obviously talking about a character that is not well-liked, okay? But here's the thing. He refers to this guy's face as beef. Bad quality beef. I mean, come on. So that's just the sort of sarcasm and ironic writing of Anthony Trollope. It's just chock full of those sorts of descriptions of characters. And I just simply love it. And I can't get enough of his books. Okay, so we're going to change gears like a hard left here. But I wanted to also tell you about another book that I'm reading. It's called The Best Land Under Heaven, The Donner Party in the Age of Manifest. And that's by Michael Wallis. And it's Wallis, W-A-L-L-I-S. And of course, I'll of course put all these descriptions in the description. I'm sorry. If I mention a book, and I'll of course put in the description the book title, the author, and any other information that I think you might need. So back to this book.Ow. This is a, talk about a compelling read. The author uses firsthand accounts that really bring the story together of the Donner Party. It's what makes it great is he really gets into the family histories. He takes you through their stories as they slowly cross. They're crossing the continent to make their way to California, and this takes place in 1846. But if you were to ask me, I think above anything else, this story is a human survival story. That's how the book is written. And most people only, and including myself until I started reading this book, most people only know of the cannibalism involved with the whole Donner Party story. But I have to tell you though, like I went on Goodreads and I was just curious to see, I didn't want to hit any spoilers because I'm still reading the book, but I went on Goodreads and I wanted to see what others were saying about the book because it's very, I say it's a tough read in a way. It's a lot to take in. So I'm reading it in chunks and it's done so well. But I was curious to see what other people were saying about the book. And everything that I found, there's really one common theme that I have to agree with 100%. And that's that the author, Michael Wallis, he really delivers a story to you that is so respectful to the family. You know what I mean? He doesn't only focus on the gory parts that involve cannibalism with the Donner Party family. So I wanted to share that with you. I don't see a ton of people talking about this book. It's actually one that I saw on Peg from the History Shelf's channel over on YouTube. And when the way she was talking about this book, I was like, oh, I got to read this thing. So there is that. I also have been reading a handful of graphic novels, comics, and YA novels, young adult novels. But I think I'm going to include those in a separate podcast because I also wanted to mention a couple books that I'm looking forward to getting to, whether it be this month or possibly in February. There are two that I really want to get to. So I wanted to share those with you as well. So I'll start with the first one, The Prisoner in the Castle. So this is part of a book series. It's actually book number 8 in the Maggie Hope mystery series. Man, I don't know if you enjoy historical fiction books. I wasn't even really sure if I did or not, to be honest. But this is the first one that I decided to pick up and try. And I'm already on book 8, and I'm guessing I started in 2020, like midway through the year. So that's pretty fast, especially for me. That's pretty fast reading. These books are done so well. They're done in a way that's not, how do I say this? I can be one that could be intimidated by certain subjects, especially when it comes to history. I'm interested in history, but I was that kid in class that didn't really pay too much attention. It hasn't been until now that I'm an adult that I truly love learning more about history and all sorts of other topics. So the way these books are done, you get so involved in the characters. There's all the splashes of great history, and it makes you want to learn more. You're going to find yourself on Google or on different book sites looking for other books to learn more about what you read in this Maggie Hope series. So, as I said, this is a historical fiction, and these novels are set in World War II. And I've been flying through the series, and I can't put them down. So I'm looking forward to, I have the next book here at home, so I'm looking forward to starting that. And then the second book that I want to get to, I think I'm going to borrow this one from the library, but I have a funny feeling that I'll end up buying a physical copy for my collection. So it's The Mystery of Mrs. Christie by Marie Benedict. So here's a little summary of the book that I grabbed from, I believe, Amazon. In December 1926, Agatha Christie goes missing. Investigators find her empty car on the edge of a deep, gloomy pond. The only clues, some tire tracks nearby and a fur coat left in the car. Strange for a frigid night. Her World War I veteran husband and her daughter have no knowledge of her whereabouts, and England unleashes an unprecedented manhunt to find the up-and-coming mystery author. 11 days later, she reappears, just as mysteriously as she disappeared, claiming amnesia and providing no explanations for her time away. So this to me, first off, call me whatever, but I didn't even know that this truly happened to the real life Agatha Christie, but it did. This is an account on, it's a reconstruction of one of the most probably, you know, notorious events in literary history. So Agatha Christie in 1926 disappeared for 11 days. So this, count me in on this book. I can't wait to read this thing. So those are the two that I am looking forward to getting to. The next two books that I would like to start, put in my reading plans either this month or possibly February. Oh, one more thing before I forget. I wanted to mention that, you know, we're getting fancy around here. I started an email account in case anybody wanted to drop a line, send book suggestions, say hello, whatever you want to do. Just be kind, as I always say. So the email address for this podcast is Mary M's, that's MARYMS, book pod. Oh boy, let's start this again. I will just say, how about this? I'm going to say that I'm going to put it in the descriptions so you have the email there because you heard what just happened. And then, of course, you can always find me on Instagram. It's Mary M's Bookstagram on Instagram. So we're going to wrap things up here. Thanks for spending some time with me today. You should know that it is always appreciated. Have a great day and enjoy those books.